All right, Mike, you called me or you left me a thing. So, whatever. $88,000 cash, it's yours. To York Road. Thank you very much. 216-401-609. And how did you get my number if you don't know even what you're going to offer? You know, whatever. You didn't get my number, but you sent me a whatever. 88,000. You're giving 88,000. The house is yours. Thank you very much.
This is Terrio Media. Broadcasting from Terrio Studios in Glendale, California, it's time for Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
What's up? Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast. This is the place where I show people how to escape the rat race using real estate. All you gotta do, just shift your focus from making piles of money to making streams of money. Change that one thing just one time and you are on your way to financial freedom. It's not the most exciting path. It's actually rather boring, but it is the fastest. And once you get there, life then becomes exciting. Got a big announcement coming up June 18th, 19th, and 20th at Universal Studios, California, the Epic Coaching Intensive. It's a three-day event of which my team and I will share three systems you must have in place if you expect to run a real estate business. You've got to have an amazing lead system. You got to have a perfect contact system, and you got to have a very simple and efficient offer system. If you don't have those three systems in place, you don't, and you won't have a real estate investing business. So what I've done is I've pulled together three experts, the same three experts that have helped me put my systems in place, these particular three systems in place, and I've pulled them together to show you exactly how to do it in your business. And if you want, they'll even be available to install these systems into your business for you. I mean, you can do it yourself or you can get it done for you. Now, these three experts, they consist of a lead generation ninja, a contact management Jedi, a marketing maestro, and as a bonus, a virtual assistant virtuoso, of which I have here today on the show. Now, I mentioned last week that he'd be my guest, and today he is indeed here. You see, I met him through my mastermind group, of which, by the way, I talk about this mastermind group a lot, and I've talked about it a lot recently because just the impact it's had on my career, on my business. This mastermind group, it's almost like cheating, you know, considering the relationships and the resources that are available within the group. And what I'm doing is I'm bringing a great deal of those relationships, introducing those people to you, and I'm bringing those resources forward to and exposing them to you just because I want you to have that success as well. And at my live event, I'll be bringing some of those relationships with me as well as those resources and systems. So I met him last December. We clicked right away. I was very impressed and I was very intrigued by the service that he was providing. And I was intrigued for two reasons. First, after reading the book, 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, read that, I don't know, at least 10 years ago, maybe more than that, I was totally fascinated with the concept of automating a business using virtual assistants. I don't think I'd even heard of a virtual assistant before reading that book. I had no idea that they were available or even what they were. And so after I read that book, I dove right in. I hired a bunch of $4 an hour assistants from India and Pakistan and a bunch of other countries, just like Tim Ferriss told me to do. And long story short, it was a total disaster, total disaster. The communication was very difficult. I mean, very difficult, and amongst a lot of other things. But really, the communication was kind of the foundation of that collapse. So I abandoned the idea altogether, and I just went back to business as usual. Now, since then, though, I've still used many virtual assistants, and I've used them over the years. In fact, I think I have at least 10 of them on call for various tasks right now. But for specific tasks, you know, the idea of hiring them for integral parts of my business, important parts of my business, that hadn't been a remote consideration of mine in at least 10 years since I had this failed experiment. Now, this past December, though, that all kind of changed for me when I met our guest. Not only did he have this virtual assistant business, but his business specialized in VAs for real estate. You know, after he explained what he does and what his VAs can do, boy, he had my attention. I was listening. And so what I did is I gave it a try, as well as did many other members of our group. And it's, I mean, to say the least, it's very amazing what has been accomplished. And I'm currently hiring a VA from his service about every 2 to 3 weeks. I just hired another one this morning. And I'll keep on hiring until I've freed up enough time to spend the weekends at home and to spend at least a couple days a week with my son. At least like get 2 or 3 half days a week in the office so I can spend that second half with my son. Because, you know, back in December, right around the time I met him, I got to thinking and I was like, hold up, wait a minute, what happened? I took a wrong turn somewhere. I mean, I'm the guy that shows people how to get out of the rat race. And through my ambition, and I guess through my inability or the difficulty it is for me to say no to opportunity, I've pulled myself right back in to where I'm somewhat trapped again. I mean, I'm trapped by myself. I've got too many ideas working right now. And with that comes quite a bit of responsibility and work. But, some people just tell me, well, why don't you just stop that idea? And I can't because there's other people that have gotten involved and they're counting on me. So I see them as my responsibility as well. So I've got to follow through. And, you know, I couldn't have crossed paths with this guy at a better time. So what I did is I started hiring his highly trained virtual assistants, and I'm starting to see some daylight in my schedule. And it's a relief. I feel the weight slowly rolling off my shoulders, and I can easily see myself working just 3 to 4 days a week by the end of the summer. I think it'll happen before that, but I'm going to be very conservative in my estimation. I'm shooting for by the end of the summer. So during this last Epic Insiders Mastermind meeting that we had in Indianapolis back a couple months ago, the biggest concern for all of my members was time. You know, where do I find the time to call back all of these leads? Where do I find the time to visit with these leads? You know, and when do I find the time to run the comps? And where do I find the time to submit all these offers and then market these properties? And then I got to go negotiate with buyers. And then I got to process all the paperwork of that transaction to close the deal and collect my check. Where am I going to have the time for this? I mean, because there's a lot here to do for a single transaction. And if you want to do multiple transactions per month, you're going to need help. You just are. For any successful real estate investor you have ever met or ever seen, regardless of what it looks like on the surface, they've got help. They've got a team of professionals behind them making the wheels go around, making the magic happen. And if you're trying to make the transition from day job to full-time investor, the time challenge only gets bigger. The fact of the matter is, although there is a lot to do for each transaction, you shouldn't be doing everything. And we've talked about this in the past multiple times. What's the highest and best use of your time? The highest and best use of your time is really, in my opinion, it's managing your marketing to make sure that you're generating high quality, high volume leads. Without leads, you don't even have a business. So that's a really important part of your business. And you can delegate that, but that's something you certainly want to manage. Okay. That's something you certainly want to oversee. The next part is negotiating contracts with motivated sellers, negotiating contracts with deal hungry buyers. That's how you get paid, by putting contracts together. That's where you make your money. Everything else can be delegated, and it can be delegated for less than $10 an hour. Anyway, after the last Epic Insiders meeting and everyone's concern with lack of time, I decided to introduce our guest not only to the Epic Insiders, so he can help them as he has, but to the entire Epic community right here. You know, if you're human, time, it's precious. If you're an entrepreneur, time is an asset, and the lack of it is a liability. So with all that said, this is the biggest breakthrough in my business in 3 years. In 3 years since I discovered the three-option letter of intent. I haven't been this excited about a breakthrough in my business since finding that three-option letter of intent. And you know what? I'm just going to stop yapping. I'll stop right here. I'll let you hear everything that is possible through a virtual assistant directly from our guest. And I'll let you hear that in 30 seconds right after this.
Having trouble finding motivated sellers? Frustrated that nobody will buy your deals? Most of whatever it is that has your business struggling can be fixed with three simple systems. Attend the Epic Coaching Intensive Live event June 18th through the 20th at Universal Studios California and install these three simple systems into your business. Turn your year around and finish strong. If your business is flourishing, you already have these three systems in place. If your business is struggling,
you don't.
Go to epicintensive.com to register for the Epic Coaching Intensive Live event June 18th through the 20th at Universal Studios California. It's not too late for 2015 to be your best year ever. Epicintensive.com.
All right, today on the phone of VAsForRealEstate.com, Mr. Robert Nickel. Robert, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Matt. Really excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you as well. We played a couple of your rock stars over on the show the last couple weeks, and we've gotten great feedback from that. And I thought, you know what, we should have you on to actually talk about the service specifically and talk about the world of VAs. I think there's a lot of misconceptions about virtual assistants. There was a big buzz, you know, maybe a decade ago, and then people went out and tried it, and then found that it wasn't as easy as it sounded, and I think a lot of people steered away from it. But you've kind of cracked the code, particularly when it comes to real estate investors, so that's why you're here. And then I want to talk about everything that they're capable of and everything that they can do in your business. And so we'll get started there. But we won't get started there. I would just want to, if you could share with people a little bit about your background and how you got to be doing what you are doing today.
Awesome. I appreciate it. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you having me on and some of the calls that you featured. I listened to a couple of episodes, and I've been listening to your podcast for a long time. And so for you to have me on is really, it's an honor, and I'm humbled to be here. So I just wanted to say again, I really appreciate you having me on. I started back in real estate. Well, let's just say this. When I was in fourth or fifth grade, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I kind of credit Robert Kiyosaki for my real estate journey because it really lit the fire underneath me. I know that sounds silly, but I just this idea of like this, building residual income off of a foundation such as owning rental property was just, the concept stuck with me so hard and resonated so hard that my life's mission from then on. I just had one major problem, and having access to capital. Mm. And so it was, my parents were involved with real estate a little bit. My dad's a dentist, my mom's a teacher. And so they would have rental properties off and on throughout most of my life, but nothing really consistent. They didn't have a business out of it. And then starting in 2008, a friend and I bought our first house, and it was in Denison, Texas, and we paid $11,000 for it. It was a guy whose father had passed away. He inherited the property. And so we'd leave work at 5 o'clock. Go work on the house till midnight and do it all over again every single day. That's kind of how I got started. I did one or two properties a year doing it like that with my buddy. Was 100% totally burnt out after just a couple short years later. And so I just quit. I took about a year and a half off and didn't do any real estate at all. And really started immersing myself in education again and really studying real estate investing. And that's when I started learning about wholesaling. And the idea was really appealing to me because I wasn't going to have to spend all my time and labor and hours and money and my whole world at these properties. Right. So I started wholesaling in late 2011, almost 2012. And I did my first deal, December, I think, of 2011. And ever since then, I haven't really looked back. I do a couple rehabs a year. We'll do close to 100 wholesales this year. In two markets, Dallas and Houston. Mm-hmm. And I've built my entire business off of virtual assistants. So I have one acquisition manager in each office in Dallas and Houston. And then the rest of my team is built a virtual assistant. So that's kind of how I got started and got where I am today.
Super. And I think that puts you in a very unique position and actually an advantage for the service that you offer with the training the virtual assistants for real estate investors is that you are a real estate investor and you still to this day do 100 wholesales a year. And you probably couldn't do that without a little bit of help, right?
Oh, not even close.
Right.
So I was trying to grow early on. I was trying to do more deals. And I found that I would rather do fewer deals and make less money and not have all the brain damage of trying to grow my team out and scale and figure out how to manage all these different people. And so for a while, I was kind of hovering at, I was doing a couple, two or three deals a month. Good months, I would do four or five. But that was, I mean, that was really maxing me out and I was exhausted. So in order for me to grow and scale and be able to do the things I wanted to do, I had to find an alternative route to the just traditionally hiring people.
Super, super. So with all that spare time that you created for yourself, you started a second business to provide this service for other real estate investors.
Yeah, I was part of a real estate coaching program where we were teaching investors all across the country how to invest in real estate. Mm-hmm. And I was using virtual assistants myself. I was already doing it, and I was teaching people all over the place how to do it. The only problem was, like anything else, you only reap the rewards of what you implement. And not very many people were willing to implement the virtual assistant service because there's all the brain damage of recruitment and finding good people. And then once you found somebody good, now we had to train them and get them all set up and get them up and going and teach them real estate and then teach them what to do once they got going. So it really, there was just this major need that I found. There was a big difference between people knowing what to do and actually getting that work done. How many times, Matt, I mean, I don't know about you, but for me, I can't tell you the number of times I went to bed just feeling guilty. I couldn't even hardly get sleep because I spent all this money on marketing and I dropped letters in the mail and they weren't getting answered. I wasn't answering them or I wasn't returning calls or the only ones I was returning voicemails of the people telling me that they really wanted to sell. So I'd go to bed feeling guilty and I'd wake up with this renewed excitement saying I was going to get it done, but I just didn't have any time.
Right.
So that was really just kind of how it was just a need for me and my own business, and I was tired of feeling guilty every day about all my marketing dollars and was realizing I was wasting a ton of time and money and not doing all the things that I really wanted to do, like hang out with my family and go play golf and do things like that. So it kind of just evolved from a need within my own business.
Right, right. That's where all great ideas actually come from, is from your own personal interest. That you know, there's a good chance that if you have this need, somebody else does as well. So how long have you had this virtual assistant business?
So we've been doing it for almost a year now. We've got almost 12 full months we've been servicing other people, but officially it's just been since January. So we've had about 30 people going full time, but it's in a network of about 800 people. So we're involved. I've got about 800 virtual assistants going now.
800 virtual assistants serving how many people?
Well, they're mostly full time, so that it's like 600 clients.
Got it. Okay, super. So you've built pretty darn good. That demonstrates there's a demand right there. It's awesome. You must be doing a good job. I know you're doing a great job for us, and I've heard some amazing success stories within our mastermind group. So, yeah, you're definitely on to something. So, give us an idea of what the virtual assistants, what kind of duties can they do? What kind of stuff can they take off of our real estate investors here in the U.S.? What can they take off of their plate?
Yeah, if you look at it from just a really macro view, a really high-level view, if you think about it, it's actually pretty simple. They can do anything that you're doing that requires a phone or a computer. And I know you're sitting there thinking, like, what do you mean, anything that requires a phone or computer? Yeah, pretty much literally anything that can be done on your phone or computer.
Mm-hmm.
Our virtual assistants are college educated. They're experienced. And, so when we bring them in and we train them, they have a really strong foundation, a really strong understanding of real estate investing. The only difference between hiring somebody that's a virtual assistant and hiring somebody that would be in-house is where they're sitting. But their capabilities are exactly the same. And they're actually really smart. It's a really intelligent workforce, and they're super loyal, and their priorities are usually religion, family, and stability. And so we take that, because of that culture, it's such a wonderful, amazing culture. The foundation is education. We then can train them in real estate investing. They have great technology capabilities. They have computers. They have phone systems, right? Mm-hmm. So from a really macro perspective, pretty much anything that's being done in your office on a phone or computer. But when we kind of break that down, what does that actually mean? I divide my business into a few departments. I have the acquisition department, and I have the sales side. So everything that it takes to generate a deal, and then everything it takes to get one sold. And I kind of divide it up like that. So on the acquisition side, they can really provide a lot of support for your internal salespeople. So whoever is out in the field closing deals with sellers, they need somebody to work seller leads, right? Who's answering the phone and qualifying seller leads so that you're only focused on motivated sellers? It's so important to not waste your time with people who aren't actually interested in selling their property. So one of the biggest things they do is answer the phone. No lead goes left behind, and the follow-up is amazing, right? So they not only work the seller leads, but then they just kill the follow-up, which is huge.
Right.
Somebody gave us a stat in our mastermind. I don't remember who it was. It said 70% of all deals are done in follow-up.
Right.
So if investors would just take their current marketing, not even increase anything they're doing except for their follow-up, imagine the number of additional deals that everybody listening to your podcast could do just with a strong follow-up system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I think, and one of the most powerful, is working all the seller leads. With that, they can also run comps, right? Do property analysis. How time-consuming is it to run analysis on all these properties? If you're not careful, it can take up a huge part of your day.
Right.
Our VAs are great at running property analysis. If you have the MLS, that's usually the best, right? You get the most accurate data from the MLS. If not, usually there's plenty of real estate websites available, the Zillows, Trulia, Redfin, Movados of the world, to be able to pull pretty accurate comps. So property analysis is really powerful when your sales guys are really busy. It allows them to just focus on closing deals, being contract killers, and everyone's just focused on revenue-generating activities.
Mm-hmm.
So answering the phone, running comps are really powerful. Once your sales guys get properties actually under contract, our VAs are our transaction coordinators. So they're responsible for taking that contract, sending it to the title company, and then making sure the title company has everything they need. So they're really checking off all the boxes and managing the process to make sure that it's going to go smooth from contract all the way to close.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of closing, there's a major piece of pretty much every investor's business, which is buyer's list. We could all use more buyers, and that's how oftentimes investors can increase their net revenue, their gross revenue, by just building a better buyer's list where you can sell properties at a higher price point.
Mm-hmm.
If you sell to the same investors over and over and over again, chances are they'll beat you up over time and take it to that your profit spread. So having a massive buyer's list is one of the most powerful resources for any investor. So our VAs are trained. We have systems, we have processes, scripts around generating a massive amount of buyers.
Got it.
Once you have a buyer's list, you need somebody to sell these properties, right? You need somebody to create the templates, the property flyer templates. They need to email your buyers. They need to spend the time on your phone with your heavy hitters on the buyer's list, the ones who are buying all the properties. You need to have someone that's talking to those people, making sure they hear about the properties first and in person, give them a heads up, answer any questions they may have. All the brain damage of going from contract to sold can be taken off your internal team's play by just having a really strong virtual assistant. So we look at a transaction coordinator and closing coordinator and all the support for your internal people. They can also do some social media stuff. So building brand awareness is really important. So we can have consistent and really valuable posts on your social media accounts, your Facebook, your Twitter, your LinkedIn, to really help build your brand awareness, which will help on your buy side. Man, what else? That's just a
well, gosh, thing. I mean, that's the whole business. I mean, where does the investor fit in? I mean, okay, so what would be left to do for somebody that wanted to pick themselves up a staff for everything? They would basically be just the boots on the ground who go and meet with the seller and get the contract signed, right?
Yeah, so that your team should be focused on highest and best use of their time,
mm-hmm.
right? So what is highest and best use of time? Well, as the owner of the business, you need to be the visionary. So you need to be able to create the plan, and you're driving the bus, right? So you need to really be able to understand where your business is going and the strategy that you're using. It just so happens that I have an entire support team. As you know, Matt, my client success coaches, they're with you all along the way, and they're helping you with systems and processes and scripts to make sure that as the visionary, as the leader, you're not only delivering a message, but the correct message to everybody within your industry. So you need to be focused on being the visionary for your business.
Right.
And then, yeah, you've got to have boots on the ground, right? Someone has to actually meet with the seller to get properties under contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do that from the Philippines.
It is.
And then outside of that, there's really not much else that can't be done. I think I showed you this already, Matt. When you look at my organization chart, it's really long because it goes straight vertical. I just have a couple people that report to me directly, and then I have a massive team of virtual assistants stacked directly under those people providing support.
Right, right. Sweet, sweet. So I know a couple questions that I think are going to come up, I've been playing some of the audios, and I've got another one today, and let's talk about that too as well. The language and the accent, does it, you know, How difficult is finding a good virtual assistant where it doesn't sound like it's coming from, you know, a call center overseas?
We've all been so frustrated
Right. Getting
on the phone and having to communicate with someone that has poor English skills, poor communication skills. And then, not only that, you finally talk to someone who has good English skills, but their communication skills are terrible because they don't understand the culture. There's just a gap there. We've all experienced that. So your question, Matt, is more than valid. I totally understand what you're saying and where you're going. We value English proficiency and communication skills so much. It's a huge piece of the success of the virtual assistant. So one of the great things about our process is whenever you get a resume, it has a personality profile in there. So it has a DISC profile. So you can make sure you're getting the right person for the right job.
Mm-hmm.
Once you find a couple resumes of people that you're really excited about, we set up live interviews. You get to hear them. You interact with them. Most of the time, that's done on video as well, so you can see them. I recommend that you conduct those interviews as if that person was going to be sitting right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
I understand English proficiency is one of the most important things that people are looking for, so it's definitely something we place a major emphasis on.
Got it. So someone comes to sign up for your service, and once that is established, that relationship is established, you're going to work with them, it begins how? And walk me through that whole process.
Yeah, so the first thing you do is you get to meet my team and sign up. And our client success coaches are there to help you from all the way from setup to implementation. So they're really there to answer any and all questions you have. So what type of phone systems? How do we set up email? Should we use Skype or Google Voice, or should we get a voice over IP? All the questions you have about integrating a new team member, especially a virtual assistant, is answered by my client success coaches. So you've got someone holding your hand the whole way. So the first thing you do is you get signed up and you create an account. Once you have an account, step two is simply working with my team to create a job description. We work with you. We evaluate your business to figure out what your biggest needs are. Where are your biggest bottlenecks? What's slowing you down the most? So we create a job description for that, and then my placements team will go and match 3, 4, 5, maybe even more candidates that we feel are a perfect fit for that job description. We send over those resumes that have their work history, their personality profiles, their technology capabilities. We follow up with their references, so we really take care of the whole resume part of that, so you don't have to worry about that piece at all. They're trustworthy. We run both federal and local background checks, so you can really trust that your proprietary information is safe.
Mm-hmm.
So once you scan through those resumes and you find some people you're super excited about, you'll just set up interviews with our placement team. You'll do live interviews. I recommend role plays. If you're going to have your people on the phone, set up some role plays. You can even send a script over early that you want them to practice on, so you can hear them with the script, play with the script a little bit, conduct an interview. Once you go through the interviews, you'll have a really strong feeling about whether you found the perfect rock star for you or not. And once you found that rock star and the placements team and the client success coaches have worked with you to get everything completely set up, then you set a start date. Once you set a start date, my team works with you to create an accountability map so we know what our VAs are doing at all times and the expectations around that. And then we help with any implementation problems. So if there's any issues whatsoever, getting started, getting the ball moving, sometimes there's a little bit of a learning curve there. We just eliminate all those distractions by having my team help along the way. So it's a pretty simple process. But as you know, Matt, we there's pretty high demand for what we're doing, and we try to always provide a world-class service. Mm-hmm. We're not in this, this is not a smoke and mirrors business. We are providing the best service we can possibly provide. So we can't take on every client. We can only take on the people who are serious about improving their business, serious about growing through systems. So we just have, as people are getting signed up, there's just a really short application process to make sure what we're doing is a good fit for you. Once you get signed up and the ball gets rolling, it's really a short process.
Got it. So typically, how many resumes does one of your clients have to go through before they find their person?
Well, because we're putting personality profiles together and we're matching these candidates to a job description, mm-hmm. we're really good at finding very strong candidates to fill that position. So usually it only takes 4 or 5 resumes, sometimes less than that, to really find someone you like. The good thing is if you don't like the 4 or 5 resumes that come over round one, we can send you a whole new batch.
Got it. Let's see. Super. And then you were talking about where does the actual training happen? Is that on your end or is that on the client's end?
Yeah, so we take care of all that brain damage for you. It's a huge piece of what we do. So our VA...
We're eliminating a lot of brain damage here.
That's the goal, right? That's the goal. Right. It's like, no, we need results, and that's what we're focused on. Our mission is your success, and what that means for us is that you see the results that you need. Whatever department of your business that needs help, whether it's from admin duties to sales support, we're going to give you the results that you're looking for. And in order for that to happen, we have a huge infrastructure around recruitment and training. Mm-hmm. Just to get in to be accepted as one of our virtual assistant candidates, mm-hmm. it's a really long process. We're screening out the tire kickers right from the beginning. We put them through personality profiles. We check their background. So we follow up with all their references. We follow up with their work history. And then the first thing they do is they go through about a month of retail real estate training. So they learn about retail transactions in the U.S. They know what a short sale is. They know how contracts work. They know what escrow and how title companies and closing attorney work. Everything you can imagine from a retail standpoint. So really, Matt, they could go work for any realtor at that point. Once they're certified in retail real estate, they could go work for any agent as a listing coordinator, transaction coordinator, closing coordinator, pretty much any capacity for a realtor. And we actually do service a lot of realtors because at that point in time, they're ready to go. Mm-hmm. But where the real magic happens is we take the best candidates from that training. So only the best people from that retail training make it to our investor training. So we take the absolute A players and we put them through a very robust investor training module. So at the end of that, when they are IVAS certified, they understand real estate at a really high level. Well, what does that mean? That means they can communicate with your sellers. So when they're talking about, option periods and contingencies and, you're having a communication, you're communicating directly with them and you're talking about assigning a contract versus double closing. They know what you're talking about. When you want to talk about owner financing and you're a landlord and you're building massive real portfolios and you're owner financing half of them and the other half of them, you're keeping them and leasing them. They'll know what you're talking about. So they'll really be able to communicate with you at a high level because they really understand real estate investing. The second thing they can do day one, they can work seller leads. They can be on the phone at a really high level managing seller leads and running comms.
Mm-hmm.
So an IVAS certified VA, day one, can come in, they're trained, they understand real estate, they can work seller leads, they can do property evaluation, and they can also build relationships with other industry professionals, agents, title companies, attorneys, whoever it may be, because they understand real estate so much.
Got it. We have,
as well, in our business systems mastery bundle, we have every system you can ever imagine. So systems is the big buzzword with all the gurus in real estate, but that's because it's so powerful. So systems for building buyers lists, systems for social media, systems for agent enrollment, MLS offer system. Everything we've talked about, every piece running your entire business, we have really robust systems built around that. Whether you're working with Podio, Infusionsoft, Constant Contact, it doesn't matter. We can work with that. We've got some really neat things coming soon. I guess I'll tell you first, Matt, we've got an entire QuickBooks training going. My virtual assistants run my books. I actually don't even mess with my books at all. All my accounting is done through my virtual assistants, who sends that direct, who work directly with my CPAs. I'm not even involved with my accounting very much. So I've got modules coming out in the very near future that are going to be, you know, QuickBooks systems. So there's really not an aspect of the business that we don't have really robust systems for.
Mm. Wow. You every time you ask you a question, you answer the next four questions I had.
So. Oh, sorry about that. I tend to ramble. I'm a talker.
No, it's great. No, I'm looking at it just like, you know, and I just hired another one from you, and you sent over four resumes along with four audio recordings of their voice right up front. And that was a really pleasant experience. I picked one, and, you know, something that we didn't touch on here is, and VAsForRealEstate.com is where you want to go if this is all making sense for you. And that's how you contact Robert and his company, VAsForRealEstate.com. One thing we didn't talk about, and we're going to play this really quickly here in a minute, that, you know, if you're not doing direct mail, they'll actually do prospecting for you. In what ways do they prospect for you to find your deals as well?
Yeah, we've got some great ways to generate some additional deals. My favorite way, Matt, one that people tend to really miss on, is agent enrollment. Agents, realtors in your area, they're boots on the ground. They're coming across sellers first. So it's really powerful to build relationships with as many agents as you possibly can in the neighborhoods that you want to be. I have two full-time virtual assistants in every market that I'm in, cold calling realtors. They spend their entire day cold calling realtors, generating deals. I'm doing at least a deal a month in both markets just from agents bringing them to me. And that's a whole nother side conversation because it's amazing. By the time you show up to the seller to meet with the seller, the agent's already sold you to the seller, and it's basically a done deal. Those are the easiest, best transactions, and they're amazing. So enrolling agents, building your brand awareness through agents, really leveraging yourself as a resource for them is a really powerful way to immediately start generating some more leads and some high-quality deals. Another thing, and everyone's heard of, and everyone knows that there's opportunity in Craigslist. The problem with Craigslist is there's a lot of brain damage. How many people are posting ghost ads in there? How many people are just tire kickers that aren't actually serious? And then when there is that one property that is from a motivated seller, you're going to miss it because you're scanning through all the junk. Mm-hmm. We've created an automated keyword research Craigslist system where you're in your email, the only thing that will populate are posts from Craigslist that you've predetermined that match your criteria. It's really slick. So instead of having to wade through thousands and thousands of junk posts on Craigslist, we've got that completely automated. That's really powerful for building buyers lists as well. So you've got Craigslist. You've got agent enrollment. Another great way that's super easy that a lot of people miss, Matt, is really building your brand with other investors in your area. I want to be on the top of every wholesaler's list in my market. Last year, last year, Matt, in Dallas alone, I did 40 joint venture deals with a local wholesaler that would have just been not deals for me at all had I tried to do them on my own. So leveraging other investors in your market can be really powerful. 40 additional deals for me in 1 year. That was huge.
Awesome.
So they can get after and they can find every single other person that's in your market.
Sweet.
Another great thing. Sorry.
There's more.
There's lots of other ways because there's other social media sites like LinkedIn and Facebook that you can generate tons of activity out of. If you're doing PPC or Facebook ads or any kind of SEO, there's great ways to leverage the VAs to manage the lead. We've got lots of systems to help with pretty much anything people need.
Great. And so big question is, how much is this costing for a VA?
Yeah, we are not the low-cost provider. It's a good question. And I actually really enjoy that question, right? Because how much does it cost? The cost is $9.60 an hour. But what the true cost is, what you lose by not leveraging them.
I agree.
So for me, $9.60 an hour, that means I have to do two more deals a year to justify that cost. Because I'm a wholesaler and my average margin is about $9,000. So two additional deals a year is what it takes to justify the expense of that VA. Well, you explained very clearly on last week's show, Matt, that one person is going to generate way more revenue than two deals. So the cost is $9.60 an hour. And we do have a couple different options. If you're looking for complete systems help, if you want help from, you know, building a business plan ground up and installing robust, powerful systems from everything from your acquisition side to the sales side and your admin and everything in between. If you're looking for a complete business plan, we have some options for you there too. Just opt into vasforrealestate.com and we can discuss what those different options are.
Super, super. Well, we're running up against time here, Robert, and I know you got to run. So thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. And we'll definitely have you back because I think this is probably one of the more valuable services that I've ever, you know, come across for myself and what I've experienced so far and what I can share with the audience. And, you know, God bless you for putting it together.
Well, I'm really, again, Matt, I can't thank you enough for having me on. I've been listening to your show forever now, so it's kind of surreal for me to be on. And if I confused anyone or if anyone has just any general questions at all, set up an appointment. I'll be willing to speak with any of your listeners, Matt. We can set up a 30-minute call. We'll just go to vasforrealestate.com, and you can set up a call with me. I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody might have.
Awesome. Very cool. Thank you for that. Vasforrealestate.com is how you get in touch with Robert, and you can set up a free call with him, and he'll get all your questions answered. Everyone's business is different. Everyone's in different places in their business. Everyone's going to have different needs. So it's probably best that those are one-on-one phone calls. Upcoming up next, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to play a recording of one of Robert's VAs actually going through Craigslist and prospecting, and just kind of put yourself in on the other side of the employer side of this equation, and imagine this VA doing this for you and you not doing it specifically. That's even more exciting, and we'll get into that right after this.
Have you ever wondered how some investors seem to get the inside scoop and snatch up all the deals? Wonder no more. The secret to finding deeply discounted properties has been exposed, and it lies within your ability to find motivated sellers. Go to findmotivatedsellersasap.com and download their proven 5-step checklist to find motivated sellers in any market. Findmotivatedsellersasap.com. Deeper discounts, less secrets. Findmotivatedsellersasap.com.
Hello.
Yes, hi, sir. I think we got disconnected.
What's your problem, man? Just hung up. What are you trying to sell me?
No, I'm not trying to sell you anything, sir. I'm just calling you about the property that you post in Craigslist.
Yes.
Yeah, the house which has three bedroom in a wooden lot or a wooded lot.
Right.
Yeah. We actually saw your post, and my investor is interested with the property, so I'm just calling in to, you know, gather information for him, if this is a good time.
Oh, okay. Because if you're selling me something, I don't need anything. But I'll.
No, I'm not selling you anything, sir. And don't worry, I totally understand. Well, sir, let me tell you something about us. I actually work with investors, and my investors are looking to buy 2 to 3 properties in this area in the next month. In fact, they have bought and sold over 900 properties in the past few years. So what they do is simple. They buy them in as-is condition, so you don't have to do anything to the property whatsoever. That also means that we can close on your time frame, which is, I think, very much convenient. And there are never any commissions or any realtor fees when you sell to us. Now, just a couple quick questions before we start. May I please have the property address, sir?
I won't give that out right yet. No, I won't give that out. It's in it's near the Calumet Township. I'm not going to give that hint to people coming out, but it's near Calumet Township, which is by Ridge and Chase. That's basically because I'm not going to give that information out. But go ahead. What else did you want to know?
Yeah, well, I know that you don't want to give the property address. However, sir, I think that is necessary in order for my investor to, you know, check the property if we can run some comps and do evaluation on it so that we can come up with our price. But let me ask you, sir, yeah, what are you asking for the property? Or if we paid all cash?
$14,900.
$14,900. Okay.
Right.
All right. And, sir, so would you be willing to, you know, give me the property address so that I can forward it to my investor and see if he can run some comps and maybe worth a drive to, you know, inspect the property by any chance?
Well, you know, it needs a lot of work. I mean, did you, you know, the flooring needs to be done. That's the most,
Most
important thing.
Yeah, you know what, sir? That's a good thing because, basically what we do is, you know, we fix houses and sell it for ourselves. So I think this would be a great opportunity for my investor.
Okay.
Alrighty. So, sir, for the property address, are you willing to, you know, give me the property address?
But I don't want somebody just driving by without me being there.
Of course. Of course. That is totally understandable, sir. And don't worry, we won't go there, of course, not unless you we have your permission.
Right. Well, the address is 780 Taney, Taney Street. And it's going to come up either Gary or Kale Township. It'll come up either way.
Okay. And
basically.
Yeah, and just to make sure, sir, in what city and state is this property?
Indiana. It's going to come up either Gary or Calumet Township.
Okay.
It's one that will come up either one.
All righty. And what's the zip code?
46.
Thank you very much. And sir, may I please have your first and last name so that, you know, I can address you properly?
My name is Bob.
Oh, can you please spell that, your last name for me?
No, I'm not going to go into all of this. You're asking for too much information. I'm just letting you know. I'm not going to go into all of this. You know, I just feel like this is this doesn't sound right for some reason. But you got enough information. If you guys are interested, you can call me back.
Okay, sir. Well, yeah, but will it be fine, sir, if, you know, I ask you some few things that I think that is necessary in order for us to, you know, get a little bit information about the property? I'm just wondering if it has any, or if it has any mortgage or any liens on it?
No.
Okay, great. And I assume that this property is not listed with a realtor, right?
No.
Okay, great. So it has 3 bedrooms and how many bathrooms, sir?
1.
Okay, so 3 beds, 1 bath. And is it a frame house? Is it a brick or is it something else?
Frame.
Okay. Does it have a basement or a garage by any chance?
It has a garage. No basement, crawl space.
Okay, is the property occupied? Or do we have tenants there?
Yeah. No, there's somebody there. It's not tenant.
Okay. All right. And, sir, one more thing. Are you the one on the title or the deed? Or, you know, do I need to speak with somebody else just in case?
I'm the man.
Okay, great. Now, sir, okay. This is just a few more questions, sir. I want to know more about the updates that the property needs. Can you tell me something about it?
It needs flooring in two of the bedrooms, the joists and the flooring.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give any more information out on this. Because you're asking more than anybody's ever asked on this thing. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it needs flooring. That's why the house is $14,900. You know, otherwise it's a $70,000 house. But
oh,
that's it.
I see. So it needs flooring. And, yeah, I totally understand, sir. So, I just have a couple more final questions here. So if we paid all cash and closed quickly, what is the best you could do?
I don't know. You know, I was really low at that, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't even know if you want it. I'm not going to do nothing until somebody comes in and sees it, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, I understand, mm-hmm. sir. Well, so here's what I'm going to do. I will let my investor know about the property and also provide him with your asking price. And if by any chance they are interested in making an offer, I will let you know and give you a call back. How does that sound?
Okay. All right. Good enough. Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, Sir Bob, and I hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
That's it for today. See you next week, or catch me tomorrow on Turnkey Real Estate Investing. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
You know how some people want to invest in real estate, but they don't know how?
Oh, yeah.
And you know how some people want to invest in real estate, but they don't have the time?
Oh, yeah.
And you know how some people want to invest in real estate, and they simply don't want to do all that work?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know someone like this?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps that someone is you?
Yeah.
If so, subscribe to the Turnkey Real Estate Investing Podcast, the show for busy people who want to invest in real estate, but don't have the time or the desire to take on the heavy lifting. Turnkey Real Estate Investing. Subscribe today. It's free.
Yeah.
Turnkey Real Estate Investing.
You've been listening to Epic Real Estate Investing, the world's foremost authority on separating the facts from the BS in real estate investing education. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to visit iTunes and share your thoughts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here at Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.